Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Protesters are continuing to block access to a former hotel in County Clare, which is set to be used to house asylum seekers. A tractor and bales of hay block the small rural road leading to the property, which consists of the hotel and three holiday cottages. 33 male asylum seekers arrived there last night. Garda Superintendent John Ryan has told this programme that a number of the men have already left this morning and walked off the property. He said more are expected to leave later. Locals and elected representatives who've complained about a lack of consultation about the move met with officials from Clare County Council this morning. Local resident Cathal Nagel spoke to our reporter Peter O'Connell after that meeting.
It really wasn't what I was hoping to hear. The council pretty much outlined that this was a government decision, that they played no part in it. So, you know, their role really now is to provide services to integrate the community. And to be fair to the gentleman that we spoke to, it sounds like that's something that they'll do. You know, that's their job. And I think that's what they're charged with doing. And I think that's what they'll do.
And what are those next steps?
The next steps, I suppose, are to engage with multiple agencies, from medical to transport to other agencies, which would assist in the integration with the people here in Magona.
Just in terms of the blockade, Cathal, is that going to continue?
I don't know at this point, right? I mean, I suppose I haven't spoken to anybody since the meeting. I would say, look, we need to reflect. I suppose from my own perspective, right, I mean, what I said to you previously was that, you know, I think the location myself is too far from Ennis. It's hard to see how we're going to help the people here with amenities and all of that sort of stuff. My opinion hasn't changed.
Cathal Nagel speaking there to Peter O'Connell. Well, one of the asylum seekers at Magona House, Sharif Meshelbeck, has also been speaking to Peter.
My name is Sharif Meshelbeck. We was in City West 5 months, yes. And we get accommodation here. Well, we are happy. But when we come here, we find the way close, the way and something like go home, and something like off, go home. We are not need your us. I don't know, but we speak with manager. We must come back, and they said no. We must stay here. No bus, no shop, no anything. We come here for do something good. I don't know, job, anything, voluntary, anything like this, but nothing is here, only problem.
So are you going to stay here, Sharif? What would you like to do?
We want to stay here, but not like this. Not like this. We want the bus, shop, everything, search job, do apply for permission of work, apply for anything. We want to get everything, like everyone. I don't know. We are not happy. We are scared.
And that's Sharif Meshelbeck speaking to our reporter, Peter O'Connell, at Inch in County Clare this morning. Well, let's talk now to our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, who joins us. First of all, Cathy, what news have you of those men who were brought into the hotel complex last evening, who've now decided, some of them, to leave?
Yes, well, opposition is continuing to the location of 33 male refugees who were placed here at Magona Hotel and Holiday Home property last night. It's about 8 kilometres outside Ennis. Local people, of course, have said very, very much that there was no consultation with them about the move and that the property and location is unsuitable. Now, we're hearing that up to 8 members of the refugees who had come here have now left. Some of them left earlier, more recently, just left with their bags and suitcases. We reckon about 8. We don't know if many more will leave. The Gardaí are on the scene. They have been not negotiating, but they've been keeping an eye on the scene, and they've been talking to the supervisors here, also talking to local people. There have been no issues, if you like, but the situation remains tense. There's no doubt about it. The tractor remains at the entrance to the Rura Road, which is about a kilometre down from where we are. The tractor has been removed from the entrance to the premises so that a shuttle bus could get in and out, but the shuttle bus left this morning without any of the asylum seekers in it. The asylum seekers claim they were prevented from leaving. Local people say that is not the situation. Now, earlier we had the men are outside. It's a nice sunny day. It's a beautiful location, but nonetheless, there's very few facilities. In fact, it's 8 kilometres from Ennis, and the first footpath you meet, allowing people to walk on a footpath, is 6 kilometres down the road. This is one of the points local people meet, or local people say, what sort of facilities are there for these men who are now, who've now been placed there? We had an artist earlier who travelled from Bell Harbour in North Clare, Marie Karen Walsh, who arrived. She heard what happened on the radio. She said she was shocked by the turn of events here, arrived to bring some cakes and food to the men. She has worked with Ukrainian refugees in North Clare, and she really was appealing to locals to please understand what the plight of these men is. These men are, they're living in fear. They've come from situations of war and what they're going through. Now, locals attended a meeting with Clare County Council officials earlier today, but the situation, as I understand, remains unresolved. You heard from local man Cathal Nagel there earlier, Clare County Council outlining their situation, that this is a crisis situation in refugee accommodation. This was not their decision, but they want to move the situation forward. They want to provide facilities. They want the men to be integrated and to be allowed to work. But locals say the opposition and concerns remain. The entrance to the rural road remains blocked. Their concerns remain. They have not been resolved. As Cathal Nagel said, they must reflect now on the situation, but it's very difficult to see where it will head from here.
But at the moment, Cathy, the situation is it that this protest by local people will continue?
Yes, the access to this road, where about 26 local families live, is prohibited. I got in, media got in, local people are being allowed in and out. But yes, there is a tractor and bales of hay at the end of the road. The entrances to the property itself is not restricted. But yes, to all intents and purposes, in relation to access and in relation to concerns about this location being chosen for asylum seekers, all of that opposition remains.
And is there work, do we know, is there work going on to prepare the hotel as accommodation? Because I think the reports earlier today were suggesting that it wasn't in a position, or the authorities weren't in a position to open the hotel proper to these asylum seekers.
Yes, well, one of the issues local people have raised is that there were fire safety issues and also sewage issues with the property, and that those issues remained, and that was one of the reasons why the property was initially said it was unsuitable for refugees. Now, we've no indication yet about whether those issues have been resolved. Clare County Council have said they want to move forward with accommodation for this group of men, and those issues seems could be solved fairly quickly. But we've no information yet about whether those issues have been resolved. But the men are here. They're inside the property. Some of them are playing football outside. So they will continue to live here for the moment. 8 have left, as far as we know.
All right. Cathy Halloran in County Clare for us this lunchtime. Thank you very much for that.